Good morning, MGTOW Man. This is the Super Sandwich. Alrighty. So, I'm going to try and get this down into there. Alright. This is bok choy leaves. You know, or could be very finely sliced fresh cabbage, lettuce, whatever you want. There's avocado, cut it in half, squeeze out. A bit of cheddar cheese. All that white stuff along there is garlic. You know, and like a bit of garlic. And there's the bean paste. So it doesn't fucking... It's not like little beans fucking rolling out, you know? And people... Meat or beans is... I don't give a fuck, really. But meat or beans, or both, are really good, keep you going type foods, you know? And I'm not here to dispute or argue with other people's pricing structures, but, you know, these wraps, what I make, you know, they're kind of twice the size of, or volume. But everybody else sells. And these are like probably, depending on who, where you go and what's in it. Normally I'd use sort of meat. Normally I'd use a bit of meat, but you could use fried eggs, fish, fucking anything. These, fuck, that's good. Look at that. You know, and you can have a little bit of drizzle of fucking peanut butter on it, you know. Hummus. There's tons of really good stuff you can put in these things. But, you know, people who you know, when you meet a woman, if you ever meet a woman who says, "Well, I don't know, how to cook," you know. You know, you don't spin round and punch her in the face and put her on a fucking ass, you know. But you know, that woman is a liar. She's fucking lazy. She's brain dead, you know, and she's a cunt. You know? Absolutely get rid of her. You know? because he's telling you up front she's a useless, lazy, lying fucking cunt. I mean, you know, when I was about 12 years old, I was making full roast dinners, you know? And it's not hard, you know? If the temperature's too low, the stuff doesn't cook. If it's too high, it burns. If it's in for not long enough, it doesn't cook through. And if it's in for too long, it dries out and tends to fucking go a bit burnt looking, you know? And then there is instructions in the recipe book. Most of the cooking is to suck it and see and read a few, get a few directions, you know. There are some food safety concerns, you know. But I knock these out like having a shit. You know, these are so good. And due to my own personal sort of far too much garlic in there, but, you know, too much garlic, oh, well, you know. I don't mind the occasional fucking overdose on garlic. But, you know, if you ever see a woman, I don't know if the right word, I'll invent this phrase, but shortchanging, you know. If she ever says, oh, I don't know how to cook, she's either a lazy, lying fucking cunt, or she's just an asshole. Yeah. She wants you to fuck her all night and she won't even make, you know, baked beans on toast with two fried eggs. You know, you can't manage that. You're a lazy, lying, selfish cunt. Get rid of her, you know? Because she's not totally self-centered. She's totally self-centered. She's not saying thank you for a really great night and a really good fuck, you know. I want to give you a good breakfast before we part company. You know? I would. Yeah? And, you know, they can't even manage a fucking, you know, a hot coffee and a fucking two fried eggs on toast with baked beans or something. That's fucking so easy to do. So when a woman, you know, you're just casually having a fucking meeting, and she doesn't even bother to fucking say, you know, you go out for a coffee or something, and she says, oh, I might get a sandwich. Would you like something to eat too? Yeah, what would you like, you know? She doesn't even fucking do that, you know? Because sometimes you got to look after other people. That's good. Sometimes you got to go out of your way to look after other people, extend yourself a bit. But some people are just stingy and tight-assed and piss-poor money managers. I'll go spend, you know, $1,000 on a fucking handbag. They won't spend, you know, $10 on some sandwiches for both of you. If you won't even make any. And then she complains that she can't get a boyfriend. Bye. Yeah. Fuck, there's some atrocious women around, you know? And why do I like the fucking flatbeds, you know? Because you can fit so much more in them, you know? It's a ratio of flour, starch, glucose, you know, to really nutritional filling. Now, I might be a type 2 diabetic, and I do like a little bit of bread, I really do, but it's the bulking up ratio, you know, how much really good beans, avocado, bok choy, tomato, garlic, little bit of cheese, you know, look at how much nutrition is in this. You know, compared to like just a fucking sandwich, you know. So I'm prepared to be a little bit sort of cuntish on the bloody. I don't like enormous amounts of white bread, just bread. Normal factory bread, you know. But I will compromise on the flat bread. All right. So that's right. You know, bean paste. That's a fucking wonderful thing to put on anything. It's nutritious, it's delicious. It gives you something to actually digest, you know. And it complements all the other foods. So, you know, thank you for everything, McDowell, man.